Family is the oar that many writers mine in their effort to create a life's work. In this episode of Book Pod, essayist and novelist Philip Lopate talks about the impact that his parents, especially his mother, had on his literary imagination and his life.
My mother was very theatrical. She was an actress in the last 15 or so years of her life. She'd always sort of wanted to be a performer of some kind, but we were poor, and she was working first in a factory and then as a clerk in the textile industry. But she kept taking voice lessons, and eventually she began to perform in supper clubs and then dinner theater and doing commercials. It's funny when a child watches a parent perform. When we were kids, we always used to feel that she should take her act to a larger stage, that it was wasted on us, you know? She'd get very angry, and she'd start throwing dishes off the table and everything. And we thought, you know, this deserves an audience, not us. Then when I saw her perform, she had a kind of very pretty voice that was thin, and then she had a kind of flamboyant comic style of acting. And she was a heavyset woman. She would bring her glossies around to agents and say, remember, I'm not just another pretty face, you know. And she did do a bunch of ads, like she was in that Alka-Seltzer commercial, Mamma Mia, What a Spicy Meatball. She was a woman bringing the meatballs. And then she was in an ad, You Don't Have to Be Jewish to Love Levy's, where she pretended to be Italian. So she had a kind of career. She was not the caricatured Jewish mother in that she wasn't on my case all the time. She was more the self-absorbed figure like the actress in The Seagull by Chekhov. She was more involved in her desires, her needs. My mother was someone who I watched very carefully, and she sort of used me as a confidant when I was younger, 9, 10 years old. She was telling me things, and I don't blame her for this. I think that I wanted her attention, and so I offered myself as a kind of set of ears, a substitute lover, you might say, who would be simpatico. So I learned how to be the listener, you know. And now when I first started writing about my mother in some of the essays like Willie and Samson, Delilah, and the Kids, she had mixed responses. At first she was very pleased that I was writing about her and Willie, and she said, if you ever need any help, just let me know, I can tell you things. So she was a storyteller. She liked to tell what happened. But then when I wrote about her in Samson, Delilah, and the Kids, she was very annoyed at me and said that I couldn't use her as a character anymore, and also that what I wrote was completely distorted. So I said, that's interesting, Mom. What was wrong? What did I get that was false, that was a lie? And she thought for a moment. She said, well, it isn't that you lied. It's that I'm no longer like that, you know. I'm not like that anymore. And you wrote about me as a young woman when I was so confused, you know. Well, of course I wrote about her when she was my mother and I was a child, because that's what imprints, in a sense, you know. I said to her, I'm going to still write about you because I can render you on the page in a few quick strokes. So I didn't obey her admonition that I stopped writing about her. I don't think of myself as a self-invented person. You know, my father liked to write poetry. He read all kinds of interesting books. And I certainly took from him a respect for reading, a respect for language used precisely. He had been a newspaper reporter during the Depression, but then the newspapers folded, and so he went to work with his brother in a factory. And my father was a very hard worker, so whether he was feeling well or sick, he would go into work. And I think I got some of that work ethic from my father. Just don't baby yourself, just do the job, you know. And from my mother, I think I got an expressiveness and a sense of the comic, because even though she could be quite self-righteous, she could then turn around and mock herself. And if you were funny with her, you could diffuse an angry moment, you know. I learned how to tease her. And it was always interesting to see how much teasing was too much or when you needed to stop, you know. My mother responded to psychological insight. You could stop her dead in the tracks in the middle of a tantrum if you threw an insight at her. I consider myself for want of a better word, a psychological writer, somebody who's interested in behavior, interested in the way that generations impact on each other. Family is a big deal to me. And the kind of traps, but also the consolations of being born into a set of characters that you have to relate to one way or the other.
For an overview of Philip Lopate's fiction, essays, and poetry, visit philiplopate.com. BookPod series producer is Barbara Finkelstein. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time at BookPod, home to writers of lasting value.